Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome to this whimsical, crazy world that is mine. If you're back for another week, welcome back, and I'm so sorry for everything I have put everyone through. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm sorry you have to hear my voice. At least on my end, I don't like it. It just sounds really, good for you if you like my voice, but I don't like it. It's gotta go. Okay. So, if you like this podcast, you can review it wherever you listen to this podcast, and maybe I'll be nice and share it with the world if I see it. But right now, I have not seen anything because I cannot find a good place to check reviews. So the only two reviews that I have ever seen have been from Brian and Nikita. I'm going to shout them out because they're awesome people. And Brian says that I have a good way of expressing my feelings in a positive way or something to that effect. And Nikita over there says that BDSM is taboo, and she's grateful that this podcast has helped her find her way. Yay! I'm happy. Okay. So, there, I shouted out those people. Thank you, people. Okay. So, yeah, you can do what they did and say nice things. Or, you can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can jump down the rabbit hole and join my special podcast Discord server and hang out with us in there, because it's kind of quiet and we need people to start talking, because like it's super duper quiet and I don't like it. I don't like when things are quiet. Things have to be loud. Okay, not like super loud, but I have to know that there's people there. Because it just kind of feels like I'm screaming into the void sometimes. Nobody is screaming back, so scream back at me. But please don't literally scream back at me, because that might terrify me. So, just talk back. Loudly. No screaming. Okay, so, we are going to change 50 Shades of Grey. At least the first book, I hope. Because I recorded this earlier. And, it was a disaster. So, hopefully everybody that is listening to this has at least watched the movie. Or, if nothing else, read the books. Or, if nothing else, watched Evie Lupine's reactions to the movies, so you know at least a little bit of what happened, or watched the audio described version with me and my friend Nikita and people on Clubhouse. It was fun that night. It was very fun. We also watched a couple episodes of Bonding, and that was also very a bonding experience. Okay, so I'm gonna sort of, kind of, a little bit, just change 50 Shades of Grey. Just a little bit. First of all, we need to just get rid of Jose, because he's not important in, like, any of the story. He's just this random guy who likes to flirt with Anna and thinks that somehow he's gonna become, like, Anna's new beau. And that is just ridiculous. He doesn't even serve any purpose to the story. He's just some guy who has an art gallery. Like, I don't even understand why he's there. He's just there. So we can get rid of him. We can also sort of, kind of, maybe, can we just have Christian discover BDSM in a healthy way, like without old grandma's grooming people? Like, come on. Can we, like, have him maybe, I don't know, hear about it from a friend, or, like, stumble upon a porn video of a girl being tied up or like something that's not so stereotypical and icky. Like, just, can we just, please, for the love of God, this is pathetic. Okay. Let's see, what else could we do? We could have, there's a scene, and I think it's in the second book, where Christian, or Anna, and Christian are going to their, Grace's house. And I kind of wish they would have put this in the movie, because, like, I feel like it was kind of important, but they just glossed over it. They didn't just gloss over it. They just whited that shit out. So, in the second book, yes, I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit again, but I'm going to talk about it because I feel like it's important. In the second book, there's a scene where they're going to Grace's house. I'm fairly sure that it's the second book. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure. And they're going into the house, and Kate stops Anna, and she shows Anna a copy of the contract in which Anna was supposed to have signed that detailed their DS relationship. And I can understand why that would be a little, like, jarring to someone who doesn't understand. I completely just, I get it. Like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, she wants to get whipped and beaten. What the fuck? And they just, like, completely skipped over it. And then Christian takes the contract, because he comes in and, like, it's been a while since I've read the second book, but he comes in and he sees Anna kind of upset, and Kate's like, what the fuck is this? And, like, just goes off, as she naturally should have, because I would have if I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So he takes the paper from her, and then he kind of, like, throws it in the fire, and he's like, no, I'm done with this. This is, like, not who I am anymore, blah, blah, blah. And I just feel like that was important, because I don't know. I feel like that, you know, people are not gonna keep their kinky lives secret forever. Something is going to happen, and you're probably gonna get outed, and, like, I don't mean to scare anyone, but it's bound to happen, because it's just how it is. People are nosy. So, yeah, I feel like that was an important little nugget there that they completely just missed, and I feel like that should be a thing that they do somewhere in the movies. And if I was directing it, it would have happened. But alas, I am not. So, let's see. Let's go back to the first movie. So, I wish that they would have used the playroom a little more than they did. Because, like, I feel like throughout the whole entire series, the playroom was underutilized, and it was very sad, and I wanted to cry, because it was just like, dude, you made up this whole, like, build-up to this big, like, playroom thing going on there, and it's barely used. Like, he barely goes in there. And, like, I get, like, towards the end when the whole controversial spanking scene happens, and I'm gonna get to that, trust me, because I got a better way of ending this, and then the whole damn plot might change if I say my ending, but who knows, because I have a good ending for this. So I mean, if people like it, we can expand upon it and, like, make our own damn story or something. I don't know. But if people like this, the way that I have this set up in my brain to end the story, Yeah, this could totally be a thing. Anyway, so I get why towards the end of the book, and he's doing the whole Sphinx with the belt thing and all that stuff, and it traumatizes him because she leaves and all that stuff is happening. I get why he doesn't want to go in there after that, but like before that, like there's like two trips to the playroom. Other than like the tour, the first time when, you know, she thought it was this where he kept his Xbox and stuff, which is one of the most hilarious scenes I've ever seen in my life. Anyways, yeah, it was underused. Come on, guys. Also, the whole like sex every scene thing. Yeah, that made me super uncomfortable. It still makes me uncomfortable. Because it's like, okay, we get it. You like the fucker. Okay, can we move on? Can you do something else now? Use that flogger over there. Use a paddle. Do something. Jesus. Okay. And actually, speaking of paddles, I don't even think he used a paddle at any point. But they are in the playroom. So, like, why? Why? Okay. Okay, and in just a second, and as soon as I calm down, we're going to talk about the ending. One of the most controversial parts of 50 Shades of Grey is the ending to the first book. So, for anyone who is not familiar with how the book ends, or at least the movie part, because the book is a little more dramatic. Basically, what happens is she walks downstairs. It was the next day after the flogging scene, which I freaking love. And I just, can we just make that scene last forever? Because, like, oh, I love it. It's great. So, minus the fact that he flogs her in the stomach, let's just forget that. Because, ow. We're not doing that. That's just... Okay. Somebody should really have taught these people how to be safe, kinky actors and stuff. Because, like... No. Okay. So. After that scene, she comes downstairs and he's playing the piano, which is something he liked to do. And when he couldn't sleep, which, okay, fine. Everybody has things they'd like to do when they can't sleep. She comes up behind him and she tries to touch him. And one of his boundaries is no touching without asking. Kind of a thing going on there. Again, I also understand that boundary too. And as you progress through the book, you could probably figure it out. So, she touches him and he grabs her hand and he's like, don't do that and whatever. And then she's like, can we just talk like normal people? And then they're talking and she's trying to figure out why he likes this kind of thing. He's like, cause I'm 50 Shades of fucked up, which I fucking love that line. Can we just like put that on a shirt or something? If it's not already on a shirt, it needs to be. So she's like, I don't think I can, like, do this. And then she's like, I want you to punish me. I want you to, like, show me how bad it can be. I want you to show me the worst. It's the only way I can understand. Yeah, please, subby people out there who are brand new to the lifestyle, please, God, don't ask your dom to do that. Please, don't do that. Ugh. Even as a newbie sub when I was watching this, even as a newbie, before I knew I was a newbie, watching this part, I was like, I feel like this is going to be a bad idea. Actually, I read the books first. So I was reading the book. And I was like, I feel like this is going to be a really bad idea. Why are we doing this? But she did it. And here's where things get controversial. They go into the playroom and he's telling her to... In the book, he has her over a spanking bench. In the movie, I believe she's bent over a table. Which is, either way works. But he has her, whichever way you want to put her. Use your imagination, I guess. And he says, I'm going to hit you 6 times and I want you to count with me. And he raises the belt way above his head. And he whacks her really hard. It makes me jump every time I hear it. And I'm just like, oh God, can we turn that off, please? At that point, I'm just like, can we just turn this off? Because I feel it. I can feel it in my butt. When she gets hurt, I feel it. And that's not an exaggeration. I do. I really feel it. I don't like it. So anyway, she jumps naturally because, hello, she's never been spanked as a child, so like she wouldn't know what that feels like. So she jumps and she, you know, she counts after getting a warning from him. Count, Anastasia. So she starts counting and then he hits her, and as he's hitting her, he gets more relaxed. She starts to cry. He continues. She does not say a word. He does not check in on her. Nothing is happening. He's just whacking her 6 times. He stops. And his eyes are closed and he puts down the belt and he goes to check on her. Way to go, Christian. Way to go after the end of the scene. Let's just not even... Okay. So, he checks on her. And then he says... He tries to touch her. And she's like, get away from me. You're fucked up. You'll never do that to me again. Da da da. And she leaves the room and slams the door. And then she goes up to her room and like, she's crying. And she tells him that she's fallen in love with him. And he's like, no, 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 this is wrong. You can't love me because I'm fucked up and there's no possible way that someone like you could love someone like me. Blah, blah, all this dramatic bullshit that everybody says everywhere in all the romance novels. So, she leaves and, well, the movie ends, basically. All right, now, here's how I would change the ending. Anna would say, Christian, I really liked when you flogged me the other day. That was fun. But I want you to show me what it feels like to get punished by you. Because I want to understand. And then he, you know, asks if she is sure. Because that's what happened in the movie and the book. He kept asking, are you sure? And she kept saying, yes, I'm sure. It's the only way that I can understand. So, they go in the playroom. He does this thing. After about the third smack, he looks over and checks on her. This is how I would do it. And she safe words. Okay. Okay. Because I would understand how... You know, first of all, it's not really a punishment because technically speaking, she didn't do anything wrong. She just asked for a punishment. So, she could safe word, and then they could talk. And she could say, look, this is not for me. I don't understand why you need these things, but like... Maybe we could work up to that kind of a punishment because right now I am, my pain threshold is not quite where you would probably like it to be and where I want it to be so I can please you and make you happy. Okay. And then she signs the contract and they live happily fucking ever after. Babe. End of story. The end. She becomes his sub, and that is that. And they have their lives. She is happy, and he is happy, and the world is great. That is how I would change 50 Shades of Grey. thank you so, so, so much for listening. I appreciate all of you for your lovely support and help with coming up with topics and stuff. And if you liked this podcast, you can send me a voicemail at anchor.fm/subheart. You can leave a review wherever you listen to help others find me. You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special podcast Discord server by clicking the link. It should hopefully work, at least for a little while. If it doesn't, just ask me for the link and I will happily oblige. I make podcast episodes to be released every Friday, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the fun. Until next time, stay safe, be a positive member of your BDSM community, stay kinky, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.